Today, we check into our hotel and ask, do you really need training to get behind the wheel of the LEGO Serious Play Workshop car? Or aren't books and videos enough? Michelle and I strongly believe in the training offered by the Association of Master Trainers in the LEGO Serious Play method. But why? Well, to answer that, we take a deep dive into its structure and what participants actually learn. Welcome to the Bricks Boutique Hotel. Michelle, you told me that your first workshop, you participated like accidentally maybe, and it was with Per Christiansen in Copenhagen. Hopefully I remember correctly, that you told me you asked him afterwards if it's possible to do a training.
Yeah, more or less.
In this method.
Yeah.
To become a facilitator. I mean, I'm sorry, but this is already some time ago. So a few years passed by.
Oh, yeah.
And well, this is what happens. And now today it's different. So there are various books. There are, of course, on YouTube, lots of videos. Yeah. But so would you still do the training today?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt at all. No doubt at all. So just go back to a moment where I had my first experience with LEGO Serious Play 2009 back in Copenhagen in a workshop there. Actually, you know, we should add a picture of Per to, I mean, okay, anyway.
2009, you were really young at that time, right?
I have pictures of him back then. And he's still the same guy. That's not the point. No, but without joking. So the experience there was kind of mind-blowing. And I will tell you why. And I do hope when people do a meetup introduction workshop, as you call them in Germany, a Schnupper workshop, I hope they will have a kind of the same experience there. So I was there, other people in the room. I had a friend with me. And we did some building. And I got out and I was like, what happened? And back then, I was working in the field of HR development. So one of the things I was proud of is that I had a good understanding of all kinds of methods that could help people, you know, within a company to develop themselves and stuff like that. You know, an understanding of those methods. I never heard of... No, I did. No, I can actually say I did. And I had blind spots. And this was one of them because I actually had never heard of this one. With a little bit of research, I found out like, okay, could be because it was not known in the Netherlands, the country where I'm coming from. So I was like, okay, you know, I got my excuse why I didn't know. But immediately, you know, it stuck to me. It took me a couple of months to go back to this experience. But at the same time, it also means that the first impression, I could not let go of it. You know, it's like it stuck on me. So I called him, said, okay, what is this? Explain this to me. Can I do a training? Yes, you can. And I went back to Copenhagen and did a training. And would I do it again? I already answered it 100%. And why is that? Because we dived really thoroughly into what is this method and what is it about. So the training back then also was the 4 days, and which is a lot of time. But it was overwhelming what we did. And that experience, it's still there today. Very good one. Very overwhelming, very deep, very transformative.
I remember I did my first workshop, to be honest, without a training. I looked lots of videos, I read books that were available, and I thought, come on, I did enough workshops, I'm a coach, this should be all fine. Yeah. And I did it in a network. And when I did the training afterwards, I was happy. During the training, I realized what I could have achieved if I would have been trained.
Yeah.
And I was happy that it didn't blow up in my face. This was the other thing. Because it's more than just throwing bricks on the table and asking questions, right? So you have a lot more than you need to know about it. And maybe we should, because you just said the 4 days. I mean, there are trainings. I even saw half a day online, and the people promised, the training company promised, you will get a certificate afterwards. You will be a trained LEGO Serious Play facilitator. So, yeah, no.
Well, no, I'm with you. With
at,
no.
At least not from my understanding. I'm
with you there. But to answer that very briefly, in 2010, the LEGO company published a open source document, meaning that, you know, people can read what this method is about, mm-hmm. at least a part of what the method is right now. So we're going back literally in time, 2010. But they also emphasized you shouldn't do this with not only with reading, but, you know, with guidance, a training, a workshop. But it is open. It is open. You know, everyone can. It's like you do, like you did, you know, if you feel like, you know, you can do it, that there's nobody forbidding you to do it. Now, I'm a trainer as well, so I train other people in this method. And I also get people in who actually, of course, they say, you know, I did it, you know, I read the books like you did and practiced a little bit. And I feel now I'm there, that I need to have more guidance and a little bit of deeper understanding of things. So they come to the training, they love it, they like it, and they feel like there is more. And I'm glad to say that indeed we can offer them a lot more. And exactly from your experience as well, you know, they get deeper insights, they have a better understanding what they could have achieved, although they achieved things, you know. They have a deeper understanding of how it worked, and they see more possibilities.
Yeah,
I mean, that's of course the lovely compliment which you get afterwards from those people. It's like, you know, it was really worth the time. So that is great. But that's also why we still say, and I love to, not only love to say, but I absolutely believe 100%, because otherwise I would just quit it if I didn't believe myself, that we add a very lot of value and insight and depth delivering a training to people. I'm really 100% there.
I mean, it's I don't know what the reason was that you decided to be trained by the Association of Master Trainers in the LEGO Serious Play Method. But for me, it was that I wanted to learn it from where it was developed. Right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to have it taught by the ones who did it. So that's why I had my certification, of course, with the association, and now it's the process to become a trainer myself, which takes really a long time. But hey, it's worth it. And this is something which is incredible, because people think sometimes like, yeah, it's just putting a few bricks on a table and you build something and you're good. But no, it's not at all. Right? I still learn new things when I'm in a training with Per Christiansen. And there are quite a few trainings that I've been with him. But still, there's a lot of things. So this was one thing, one of the reasons that I decided I want to be part of that. And what was yours?
Yeah, no, well, two things there. The most important one is absolutely that I wanted to understand how they developed, how they came to their choices. And they, I mean, literally Robert and Per, as you're mentioning, as I'm one of the people who were at the beginning of this process. We talked in the other podcast about, you know, the developers, the ideas, and the developers of this method. And Per was literally at the beginning, developing a lot. And I wanted to ask him questions, you know, how did you came to that choice? So that's what I wanted to understand. So I could explain that to people as well, if people want to have the background information. And one of my beliefs is that, you know, if you don't have a thorough understanding of where it comes from, you also don't know what you can adapt or change or add to things. you know, because if you don't know, you know, the foundation where it's built on, you know, and you're just going to do your things, the risk of collapsing is there. You know, literally you can look at architecture is if you don't create a foundation of whatever you're going to build and you don't know how, what the weight it can carry or what it can't do, et cetera, et cetera. Somewhere along the line, you know, your building will collapse. And that's a metaphor. And and that's what I wanted to understand. And that's also what I do in my training. So that's part of the fact that I offer, at least for people who just want to participate, you know, open enrollment, I offer the four-day training because part of that is understanding the essentials of this method. I need time to make people explain and, of course, give people time to ask me questions about it. So that's why I did the training back then. The other thing is back then there was not that much choice as there is today. And so yeah. I did my training in the beginning of 2011. 2010 it became open source, so I was really at the beginning of the open source era, and there was not that much choice. Nowadays there are a lot of offers there, which is confusing for people. The serious ones or the not so serious ones, or the is there a difference, you know, and why half a day and why 4 days, you know, and they all promise you things.
Or in between something like 1, 2, 3 or whatever it is.
That's, you know, and you get the questions and other people get the questions, you know, and they all have their own opinions of why they're good and why they offer the things that they do. One of the things that I say, you know, to people when they ask me, you know, why 4 days with you? And I mean, I can tell you a lot about the content and we will wrap it up. Certainly, you know, what happens in those 4 days. But one of the things that I also say to people, you know, think about, you know, traffic, you know, and you want to have your driver's license. You need time, you know, to get control of the car, the technique of the car. You know, you need time for that. And yeah, you played your video games, you know, yeah, and lovely at home and great, you know, and absolutely it helps you. You know, it's like a bit of the metaphor of, you know, just reading your books and stuff like that. And so absolutely, you know where the gears are when you do your video games, but then you actually have the car, you know, and you have to create that feeling of your pedals and stuff like that, you know, but also, you know, doing more stuff at the same time, you know, looking around, looking in your mirror, you know, go to the left, go to the right. Oh, it's rainy. Oh my God. Oh, where are the lights? You have to do all those technicalities. And then you have to literally look at the traffic. And in the beginning of your training as in driving your car, you know, it's a kind of easy because probably your instructor won't throw you in, you know, the center of Paris immediately. Well, I actually don't know how they do it in Paris. It could be that they do, but that's literally very challenging. It needs time. And then you see the complexity of the traffic. You know, it's not just, you know, the easy one-way road or something like that. It is complex. And that's actually the process people go through in the four-day training. You know, they have the kind of the easy stuff. They learn the techniques. They learn how to do things. They learn how to do things at the same time. But then, you know, the bigger questions come in. And you want to learn that as well. You know, you don't want to learn only the easy stuff of building, you know, a wonderful, creative, great, but actually a kind of simple model. You also want to have an insight, you know, what do I do, you know, when they throw in, you know, a big complex question in my face? It's like, you know, what is the next step for our company or what is the next step for our team? Or if you're a coach, you know, where people, you know, get fired from their job and they have problems at home and stuff like that, you know, if you want to guide them and help them with this method, you know, these are complex questions and you want to know how to do that.
These are the challenges that you face as a facilitator afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah. So I want to make them ready for traffic.
Okay.
And ready for traffic, not only in my lovely hometown city, where actually, you know,
it's not that big, is it?
It's not that big. It's not that complex. They have roundabouts, but that's kind of the toughest thing you get over here. So I want to make you ready to drive your car in Amsterdam. Or in Paris, or in Berlin or wherever
in Sao Paulo
or New York.
Let's add a few more.
No. Johannesburg. Where are you?
Yeah. So yeah. It doesn't matter where you're driving afterwards. So to stick to the analogy, whether it's in Oss or in
any other city. You have to explain what that is. Oss is my city.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Well, I thought everybody knows that you are from Oss, but it means that you can drive in whatever city it is afterwards as a facilitator. So you always talk about the four pillars when you talk about training. So one thing is, now I might confuse the things. One thing is, of course, we learn the core process, or we teach the core process. We spoke about the core process already in our first episode. There are seven application techniques that Lego consists of, which can be combined. What else is that we cover in the training? So maybe we talk about the pillars. This might be the easiest thing.
So I kind of four pillars. So you have one, I have the techniques, and you mentioned two of the really important ones that is your backbone as a facilitator is that core process and seven techniques that you can use to create workshops, to create a process during the building. So that's one of the things. The other thing is that absolutely as a facilitator, you design your workshops. You know, the Lego Serious Play is not a copy-paste thing, where you put, you know, you take your workshop off the shell and you just plot it into that company. That's not how it works.
You can do this, of course. But, yeah. I mean, you won't get the result that you need, right? Because we are using two workshops as well in the training, but they are designed specifically for two different needs.
Absolutely. And very important, we use them, those examples, you could call it a kind of a business case. We use them to demonstrate how you proceed in that process, what the techniques are, you know, how the dynamics in the group work and stuff like that. So therefore, we have these pre-designed workshops. But the moment you go to a client, you're not going to copy paste and say, oh, yes, I heard of this problem already 10 times. You know, I have something at home and I can deliver this to you. Not a problem at all. Okay, well, good luck selling your products there. So the design of a workshop is a very important part. Actually, people design the workshops and they get feedback on the design of the workshops. So that's a very important part. It takes time, but that's a very important part. The other thing is that the theory. We already talked a little bit that also in the first episode, and we will talk more about the theory, the background. I explained it, you know, my understanding of delivering this method is that you need to understand what is the theory behind it. You know, this is just not just, you know, plug and play. So that's the other thing. And then the practice itself, you know, you're in a training 4 days. And I know one of the things is that people sit down and they walk a little bit, but it's also a lot of sitting down. But the other thing is that they actually get the opportunity to facilitate themselves and get feedback. Small exercises, a bit longer exercises. You could say introduction. It's not a nice word, but kind of the easier exercises, but also a very challenging exercise. So, and it is that mixture that, of course, it keeps the energy in the room, although it's a challenging 4 days, but it keeps the energy in the room. It is talking, it is practicing, it is doing it yourself, it is reflecting on it, and it's that constantly change between the different pillars that makes it exciting, but also makes it for people to understand, like, yeah, now I understand literally why you offer me 4 days and why you need more time. In this case, I'm convinced 4 days to really learn about this method.
It's a bit like learning a language, right? So you have to practice it, and you only can learn it by doing it.
You know, the analogy is also a very nice, because if I take it just for a couple of seconds, if I go on holiday to a country where I don't speak the language, you know, I take that little guide, you know, and I learn the few sentences of good morning and good evening, order my lunch, order my dinner, probably know how to order a beer, and that's about it, you know. And if there is panic, the language help does it in every language, or the word help. But do I understand the language? No, of course not. You know, I can throw out a couple of sentences that make sense and probably have an understanding about their answer. But do I know the language? No, absolutely not. So that needs a little bit more time, you know, than just learning a few things. Lovely, another analogy, you know, that help us to understand why training, according to me, is necessary.
Yeah. And new facilitators, they tell me, it's like, I would have loved to have another day.
Yeah.
Happens as well.
Well, actually, back then it was 5 days.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can also imagine a whole week. Yeah, 4 days, is that a lot different? I don't know. We offer 4 days, and the time, and that's what everyone says after the 4 days, although they didn't expect it. But the time is well spent. Yeah. Yes, people didn't expect it. For whatever reasons, they signed up. But the comment afterwards is, I completely get it.
Yeah. Maybe one last thing.
Yeah.
We spoke about 2 days trainings as well.
Yeah. So one of the things that, and I keep it to myself, that we offer, that I offer, is an in-house 2 day offer. So that's specifically within a company, generally bigger companies. And they sometimes, you know, they reach out and they say, you know, we want to have another approach, and we learned or we experienced about this method, but we actually only have, you know, a specific topic in mind where we want to use this method. So do we need the 4 days? Well, the offeror's answer is at first yes. To really understand this method, you need the 4 days. That's not a question. But then they come, you know, in the conversation, like, you know, yeah, but we have a couple of trainers or facilitators, you know, and we have a group, and we deliver this specific topic, which could be about team development, which could be about intercultural sensitivity. Wow, what a word. Which could be any topic. And they feel like that's what we do, you know. So we are, I get you. You know, so you want to understand this method, and you want to have a workshop designed where you can deliver that workshop specifically to your employees. Yes, we can do that. And we can do that in the 2 days. That means in the practicality that they still get a full day of understanding the essentials of this method.
Mm-hmm.
And that's independent from their topic.
Yep.
And then they get a day where we customize their topic into their workshop. Yeah. So they practice that, they learn, we do the design together, and they do that. And they get afterwards also their feedback. We call it an implementation moment, which could be in their company, which could be an online session, et cetera, et cetera, where we share the feedbacks, where we improve, you know, the things that can be improved on that specific topic.
Yeah? Okay.
So that's the 2 day. And the wonderful thing about the 2 day is, in a lot of situations where I delivered this, you know, after a while, they contact me again and they say, yeah, it was really good, but it works so well.
Yeah.
Can we add the other 2 days as well? Yes, you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, Michel. So let me try to wrap that up.
Yes. Let's see if you
listened. So for the... What is that?
Let's see if you listened.
So if we think about the full training... the open training is, what you will get is that you are able afterwards to speak the LEGO Serious Play language, to drive the LEGO Serious Play language car, or let's say to cook LEGO Serious Play, because people learn to cook, they learn to design their own workshops. That's the main focus, right? To understand, to develop your own workshops. They got two workshops, a full strategy workshop, a full team development workshop, what they get. And since they are designing their own workshops in little groups of two or three people, from every group they get an additional workshop. So they get really, a big starter package, what you get out of the training.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And of course, you understand what is behind it.
Yeah, yeah. And that is eventually the backbone that will help you furthermore on other workshops, you know, after the training, et cetera, et cetera. That's my topic. You know, that's just my topic. That's what I love doing and helping people also afterwards, you know, to support them in their development and do great things. Good wrap up.
Thank you. Dear listener, if you speak German, there is an episode about the trainings in our other podcast, Ententalk, that actually Michelle was invited there from Kerstin Müller and myself. We spoke about that as well. So if you speak German, or if you want to know, if you want to learn German, you might want to listen to the podcast. Or if you want to just hear this funny noise or funny sound when people are talking German, you might switch into it as well. If you didn't subscribe to this podcast, to the Briggs Boutique Hotel, please feel free to do it and leave us like 5 stars maybe, because this is what the algorithm really likes. Thank you for checking in at the Briggs Boutique Hotel today. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to hear more, subscribe to stay updated. If you'd like to explore more of what the Briggs Boutique Hotel has to offer, visit our website, briggsboutiquehotel.com. And remember, there is always a room for you at the Briggs Boutique Hotel.